The Syrian air defense has responded to a new wave of Israeli attacks near the capital Damascus following earlier raids on the Arab country's central region. Syrian media have reported sounds of explosions in the Damascus countryside. Israel claims a dozen Syrian and Iranian targets were hit in the new raids. The attacks came after hours after Syrian forces struck Israeli warplanes as they were conducting raids against army positions in central Syria. Israel has confirmed the downing of one of the F-16 jets, but the Syrian side says more than one warplane was hit by the anti-aircraft fire. Damascus also said that a military site was hit in the previous Israeli strike. According to Israeli media, one of the pilots of the downed jet is in critical condition. The developments come after Tel Aviv alleged that an Iranian-made drone entered the occupied Golan Heights, which it says was intercepted. The Syrian Joint Operation Command has dismissed Israel's claim, saying the drone was hit inside Syria while on an anti-Daesh mission. And a senior commander of Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps says Tehran cannot confirm Israeli claims of intercepting an Iranian drone. Brigadier General Hossein Salami said Tehran will not confirm any report from Tel Aviv because Israelis are liars. The top commander also emphasized that Iran has no military presence in Syria and only provides advisory support to Syrian forces. Salami noted that the Syrian army itself can defend the country against enemies. Editor of Politics First, Mr. Marcus Papadopoulos joins us now from the British capital, London. Sir, welcome to the program. First of all, give us your thoughts and opinions on the reasoning behind the Israeli attack against Damascus.
Let me be abundantly clear about this so that no one is under any illusion. Israel, having invaded Syrian airspace, is the criminal, and Syria is the victim. If a country sends its air force into another country's airspace uninvited, then that is a serious violation of that country's airspace, and that country has every right under international law to use all means necessary to repel that invasion. So Syria, having shot down that Israeli F-16 fighter plane, had every right to do so under international law. Otherwise, what is the point of sovereignty? What is the point of international law? This recent act of aggression by Israel really just demonstrates once again why there are so many problems in the Middle East and why Israel is one of the main reasons for the terrible tension that exists in that region. Israel must understand it is not above international law. It should adhere to international law. If it has a complaint, then it needs to take the matter to the United Nations. I repeat, Israel is not above international law. Israel is not above the United Nations. And I would also add this as well. My message to the Israeli government is quite simple. Why do you not use your formidable air power against ISIS and Al-Qaeda in the Golan, which is just a stone's throw away from Israeli forces? I think the world has a right to know why the Israelis never attack ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Of course, for those of us who are informed on the matter, we know the answer. Israel collaborates with ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Let us not forget, in an interview last year, or perhaps the year before, a retired Mossad director stated clearly and unequivocally that Israel does not regard Al-Qaeda as an enemy. There is nothing else for me to say on the matter.
Well, we are going to have to address some other issues as well. You mentioned that the Israeli regime doesn't attack the Daesh terrorists. Actually, we also see the opposite taking place. Whenever the Syrian government is making advances against the Daesh terrorists, the Israelis attack those who are fighting the terrorists, in fact.
Absolutely. And we saw that a few days ago as well, when the American Air Force massacred over 100 Syrian soldiers. You're absolutely correct. The Syrian army is on the offensive. The Syrian army is going to prevail in this conflict. But the Americans, the Israelis, the Turks, and the Saudis are still trying to defeat the Syrian army, or if not defeat the Syrian army, they're still trying to retain or achieve some sort of presence in a post-conflict Syria. And it really is a peculiar world we live in, whereby the Americans and the British and the Turks and the Israelis and the Saudis have the audacity to say that they are in the front line against Islamist terrorism. On the contrary, it is those countries who are aiding and abetting the Islamist fighters and jihadist fighters in Syria. And it is the Syrian army that is the heart and soul in the fight against Islamist terrorism. Every mile the Syrian army advances in Syria reduces the Islamist Wahhabist terrorist threat to London, to Paris, to Berlin, and so on. And so on. And I just can only reiterate the point I made earlier. If the Israelis really are on the front line against Islamist terrorism, then they should use their air force to bomb ISIS and Al Qaeda in the Golan. But they won't, because the Israelis work side by side with ISIS and Al Qaeda to achieve, or to try and achieve, an objective in Syria, which is to overthrow the Syrian government. How much footage does the world need to confirm that? We see Benjamin Netanyahu visiting Al Qaeda fighters who have been injured in combat against the Syrian army. He visits them in Israeli hospitals. Israeli hospitals treat Al Qaeda fighters. Those Al Qaeda fighters, in my opinion, should be left on the battlefield. They should be left to die, or they should be sent to prison. They should not be treated in Israeli hospitals. It just shows the duplicity of Israeli foreign policy.
One last issue. We're seeing a couple of days ago another Israeli attack against the Damascus countryside. We had, as you mentioned, the U.S. forces killing Syrian army forces on the ground, which what they later described as being an act of self-defense. By the looks of it, we could say that it seems that a solution to the Syrian crisis is on the horizon now that we're seeing so much action against Damascus.
I've said from day one, almost day one of the conflict in Syria, that unfortunately the only way this war will come to an end will be on the battlefield. Despite the admirable and honorable efforts of the Russian and Iranian governments to try and bring about a peaceful solution, and they have achieved peaceful negotiations in different parts of Syria, but despite the best efforts of Moscow and Tehran, the reality is that other countries in the world, America, Britain, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Israel, do not want to play ball. Their peaceful solution. Their solution is quite simple. They want to see the overthrow of the Syrian government. They want to see the flags of Al Qaeda and ISIS flying in Damascus, and by doing that, Russian influence and power in the Middle East would be all but gone. Iranian influence and power in the Middle East would be severely curtailed. Hezbollah would become a spent force. Israel would lose its arch enemy overnight. So the only way this conflict is going to end is going to be on the battlefield. And I think it's very clear indeed to anyone, including policymakers in Washington and London, for instance, that Syria will prevail. I salute the Syrian people. They have withstood a huge barrage. They have been invaded by Turkey, America, Israel. There are tens of thousands of Islamist fighters and jihadist fighters on their soil, murdering, raping, pillaging, every single day of the week for the last 7 years. And despite that, the Syrian people have kept on repelling these repugnant forces. The world should salute the Syrian people.
Thank you very much. Editor of Politics First, Mr. Marcus Papadopoulos, joining us from London.